I know that trees are houses for squirrels. Oh, this is great. I never knew how much stuff I've learned.
Oh, hi, Rexy. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dee Dee. I'm growing, and I'm showing myself how much.
Oh, you don't really look any taller, Rexy.
Oh, you don't just grow up by getting taller. Right now, I'm growing by what I'm knowing.
Mm.
Okay, that rhymes. I made up a poem. I'm really growing today.
And what do you know?
Well, for one thing, I know that squirrels like to live in trees.
Right.
Yeah.
But why?
Well, because,
Uh-huh.
Well, because, they don't like stairs.
I don't think so.
I'm not growing anymore because I don't know why. I thought I was doing so well, and now I know nothing. Why don't squirrels live in a shoe?
Oh, too stinky.
Or in a radio, or in the spaghetti. I better find out so I can grow some more.
Mommy, Sarah's here. Whee! Look, Caillou, I can go really high. Sarah, look at me. Pass me the shovel, Sarah. Sarah, what are you doing? Look. Why is your tooth all wiggly?
My baby teeth are falling out because I'm a big girl now. I'm going to put it under my pillow. Then the tooth fairy will come at night and leave me a present.
Caillou had never heard of the tooth fairy before.
It's a magical fairy that comes when you're asleep. She looks under your pillow to see if there's a tooth, and if she finds one, she leaves you presents and sometimes money too.
Caillou wished that he had a tooth to leave under his pillow for the tooth fairy.
Here's your juice, Rosie. Now eat your snack, Caillou. Then we can go outside and play until Mommy and Daddy get home. It looks like you just lost a tooth, Caillou.
Really?
I'm missing a tooth, too. This one right here isn't real. It comes out every night.
Do you put it under your pillow for the tooth fairy?
Gosh, no. I don't want the tooth fairy to take this tooth away.
Hi, we're home.
Mommy, Daddy, I want to get presents from the tooth fairy just like Sarah.
You have to wait until you lose one of your teeth before you can get a visit from the tooth fairy, sweetie.
Can I put Grandpa's tooth under my pillow?
I'm afraid I need my tooth. And besides, I think the tooth fairy would know it was mine.
Caillou was discouraged. He really wanted the tooth fairy to come and pay him a visit. He thought maybe if he wiggled his teeth enough, they would loosen.
Hey, this one's loose. Mommy, Daddy, look, my tooth is loose.
Oh, it seems just fine to me, Caillou. It's not loose at all.
Hi, Caillou. Here, I took your shovel home by mistake. Wow, Sarah, your tooth is gone.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Caillou was upset that the tooth fairy wasn't going to visit him. Unless...
Hey, this looks just like a tooth.
Caillou was hoping the tooth fairy would mistake the pebble for a tooth and leave him a present.
Good night, Caillou. Did you brush your teeth?
The tooth fairy's gonna come tonight.
I don't think you can fool the tooth fairy. But why don't we leave it here and maybe she'll come and visit you while you're sleeping?
But she probably won't leave you a present. Is that okay?
Okay.
Teddy, Teddy, help.
What?
Oh, I'm not growing anymore. I found something I don't know.
Huh?
I don't really know why squirrels live in trees. Does that mean I'm not growing anymore?